Thank you and good morning. Firefighters with Humboldt Bay Fire assisted with the birth of a child on the night of July 4th. Only they assisted in that birth along the side of the roadway of the Tompkins Hill exit at Highway 101. The vehicle was located just north of College of the Redwoods, and firefighters from an engine company and a chief officer assisted the family with the birth of a baby boy. The mother and father had been on their way to Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna, but the little one decided he had waited long enough, and firefighters found the mother in the process of giving birth while seated on the front seat of the car. The little boy was born at 10:37 p.m. on the 4th of July, and a firefighter paramedic and the engine company captain assumed patient care of the newborn as he and his mom were taken to St. Joe's for a checkup. Sheriff's deputies are searching for an adult white male who broke into a house on Highway 36 in Hydesville early Sunday morning and was interrupted by one of the residents. The caller to 911 reported that one of his roommates had interrupted the suspect, who had partially covered his face and who was carrying a handgun during the burglary. The suspect demanded keys to a vehicle parked in the driveway, and the roommate ignored the suspect and went back upstairs to wake up others in the house. The caller reports the suspect then fired a shot from the handgun and fled the residence, and was last seen getting into a white SUV parked on Highway 36, which then drove off, possibly with a woman behind the wheel. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to a report of a structure fire at a residence in the 1500 block of Whitmire Avenue in McKinleyville on Sunday evening after receiving a report of smoke coming from an attic area in the house. Arriving firefighters did find smoke and gained entry to the building and initiated a search of the residence while another crew attacked the scene of the fire. Firefighters had the fire under control within 20 minutes, and the cause of the blaze is undetermined and remains under investigation. During the operation, fire crews located an indoor marijuana grow, and the fire originated in one of the grow rooms. There were no injuries reported, and the sheriff's office has opened an investigation into the grow. The sheriff's office recovered three stolen cars on Friday, the first in Lolita, the second on the Avenue of the Giants, and the third in Garberville. It began on Friday morning when a stolen vehicle was located at a residence on Bayview Drive in Lolita. The car was recovered and towed from the scene, and the suspect was located at the residence. 31-year-old Jeremiah Johnson was arrested and booked into county jail for vehicle theft. At just before 2 in the afternoon, a suspicious vehicle was reported by a caller on the Avenue of the Giants, and deputies found that stolen license plates had been placed on the car, which was towed from the scene. Deputies identified a suspect connected with that car, 30-year-old Eureka resident Kenneth Burns, who was later found and arrested on F Street in Eureka and booked into jail. The third vehicle was recovered in Garberville and resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Aronis Waters, who was found in the passenger seat of the stolen car on Maple Lane. She was booked into county jail as well, and the vehicle was towed from the scene. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force was out over the 4th of July holiday weekend to identify and remove dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways, and the California Highway Patrol conducted a maximum enforcement period as well. As of Sunday evening, five drivers had been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, with a final report due later today. The enforcement period ran from Friday evening through Sunday night, and over the same time period last year, eight drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI. Time now for our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact drought has had on the communities along the northern coast of California and the coast of southern Oregon. Californians are facing a drought emergency, as record low rainfall and precipitation amounts have led the governor and the state legislature to enact severe water conservation regulations across the state. Dozens of communities are now facing a lack of drinking water as wells and reservoirs dry up, including cities in Mendocino County. That has led lawmakers to scramble to pass legislation to address the issue by funding water conservation and distribution projects that are considered shovel-ready. The federal government has stepped in, and millions of dollars in relief funds have been made available to farmers and ranchers in California. And Oregon Senator Ron Wyden has backed another emergency bill to assist Oregon residents, particularly in the Klamath Valley. Residents along the coast have seen enough rain to fill local reservoirs, but we won't escape the effects of drought in our communities.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.